Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm a little bit under the weather, as they say. I've always been interested where that phrase comes from. I need to figure that out. And I thought I sounded bad yesterday. I'm actually worse today as far as sound, I think. And so, anyway, you know how it goes. I've spent the last, 24, 36 hours working from the old house. Definitely don't want to be around a group of people. Today, we're supposed to be finishing up the last part of the ninth psalm. But I want to jump way ahead. I want to jump ahead to the 116th psalm, the 15th verse, which says this: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yeah. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And we often don't believe that death is a precious thing. But folks, it is. And Paul picks up that idea later when he says, hey, you know, we are not like those who do not have hope. You know, we are not at all like them. Death is something precious. The Lexham actually says, excuse me, guys, costly in Yahweh's view is the death of his faithful ones. And so the scripture is very clear about this, that in the sight of the Lord, the death of his godly ones, and that's what the saints are, the death of his saints, is a precious thing. It is literally a holy thing. And we as believers, if we truly believe what we say we believe, if we truly are who we say we are, then death is just a transition. All humans live forever, saved and unsaved, born and unborn. They all live forever. It's just, where do you live? Do you live in the presence of the Most High God, or do you live separated? And for the godly ones, the holy ones, the ones that believe and that will live in the presence of the Most High God forever, death is a precious thing. And so we move from this corporeal existence, the existence within his body right now. If we die right now before the return of the Lord, again, the Bible tells us that absent from the body, we're present with the Lord. And a day is coming when he will unite us with a glorified body. Okay? And so you say, well, why are we jumping ahead? Why are we talking about this? Well, yesterday afternoon, and I don't know exactly what time, probably about 1:30 local time in Alabama, I get a call from my brother. I've got three brothers. And one of my brothers, Doug, is a doctor. So therefore, we call him Dr. Doug, a medical doctor. And he was in a car. He's absolutely hilarious. But even when he's forthright, he's just sort of funny. He says, well, he said, I'm on the way to see mom. Apparently, she just had a catastrophic event. And I'm thinking, what is a catastrophic event? Well, she died. Yeah. Lily got up, went to the bathroom, came back, was about to get into bed, and just collapsed and died. Now, she's just been, in the last couple of weeks, I think, hospice nurses were coming out helping her, you know, take a bath, that kind of stuff. And they had given her a bath yesterday. She's, you know, mobile up and about. She'd been talking with folks. I found out just a while ago that she'd actually told my daughter that's there that there's this particular thing that my daughter cooks. She'd like to have some of that. She said, I'll cook it for you tomorrow. That kind of thing. And in the grace and in the mercy and in the wonder of the Most High God, there she goes to glory. Never forget, folks, we are not going to live one breath more or less than what God foreordained before the foundations of the earth. You see this in Ephesians. You see this in the scripture. Okay? Nothing takes God by surprise. You know, even when you have the blue light special and somebody comes back, God knew about all that, okay? He knew about it. I'm going to tell you more than I know I'm going to tell you what I think. This is not factual. This is just what I think. Okay? I can be totally wrong. It doesn't matter. They were in a process of getting a hospital bed for my mom, having her home. You know how you do that, just to make it easier to get in and out of bed, that kind of thing. And it was either supposed to come yesterday or they checked on it to see if it was there. It wasn't there yet, so nobody was really surprised. But knowing her, very independent spirit, very forthright woman, very going to do things her way. You know, I think I'd be the same way. When you're sitting there and you're here in a hospital bed, come into your house, what do you think? Yeah, I would be thinking that, you know, I'll never get out of this bed. Okay? Once I get in this bed, that's going to be it. It's just a matter of time. Truth is, it is just a matter of time. But I just sort of see God's grace. I see His mercy. I see His love. Here she is getting back in bed, you know, not really excited about a hospital bed. And He just says, well, come on home. I mean, she literally just collapsed right there. And it was a period of time before, you know, everybody got there and all this kind of stuff. And the body of Christ has just been amazing. One of our dear friends, I come from a family of four boys. And so this girl that grew up with us, she's like our sister. She literally sat there in the bedroom with my mom's body. You know, my mom's absent from that body, but here's the body. And she sat there and just waited with her until the funeral home was able to get there. And I think you're talking about some 3 or 4 hours. Is that not just a precious thing in the sight of the Lord? A precious thing in the sight of the family. She lived a long life, well lived, the Most High God. She just turned 86 years old. By the time she was 23, she had four boys. Yeah, I'm the oldest. She had me when she's 18. And raising four boys and then all the things that come along. I don't even know how many grandkids great-grandkids she's got. They sent me a note last night and said, how many grandkids you got? And I said, well, it depends on how you count them. Like, what? Well, we got 11 biological, but then we've picked up three more in a recent wedding, you know, that kind of thing. And but is that not a phenomenal legacy? And so anyway, it is a precious thing. It is a wondrous thing. It is a glorious thing, particularly not to linger too long at the end, particularly to be in the presence of the Most High God. And so I thank y'all so much. So many people have sent us notes that they're praying for us. You know, excuse me. You can proclaim healing over me if you want to. Yeah, that'd be good. But just rejoice with us, okay? Rejoice with us. And yeah, we'll be traveling here the next 2 or 3 or 4 days. And so we'll see what happens. Thank y'all so much. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.